Welcome to the RAND CRE Show. Commercial real estate with no stone left unturned.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the RAND CRE Show. I'm your host, Mike Taravella. And today we are here to discuss how to comp an apartment building. There's a lot of different information, how to use it. Brokers provide a lot of information on comps, but it's important for you to do your comps so that you understand your market, understand your competition, and see where you can really derive value from your apartments and see what your value add process could be. So the first thing first, when I get a listing or want to see what apartments are in the area, I first go on Google Maps and I just search the address of the target property. And then I zoom out a little bit and click all the different find these apartments near that property. So no matter the age, size, or vintage, I click on all of them. And then I search them on apartments.com. This does two things. One, allows you to see what the low end and the high end is in that market. And you kind of figure out where your target property stacks. And two, it just really shows gaps in marketing. So some apartments may not use apartments.com. Some might not have a website, which could target more mom and pop owners. But it's important to just understand all of the listings in that area. Two, once we understand the competitive landscape in that property in that region, we then really decipher and add a filter of the size. So the last thing you want to do, the size, and when I say size, I mean unit count. You don't want to compare a 250 unit apartment to a 12 unit. That's like comparing a single family house to an apartment complex. So it's just super important that you're comparing the similar size and most importantly, amenity package. If you have a Class A apartment that's 200 plus units, that may have more amenities than a 12 unit next door. So it's important that you have that filter just to make sure you understand what can be. Because the amenity-rich package will probably have a premium on that compared to your smaller with less amenities. From there, I think this is the biggest one that I've seen in the Jake and Gino community misunderstand a similar vintage, because I've seen a lot of 1960s, 1970s products getting comped with early 2000s or new builds. And unless you're having an absolute blowout CapEx budget, it's important to really make sure you're comparing apples to apples. So once you have proximity, you have similar size and it comes to unit count and vintage, you really narrow the landscape of your searches in that market and seeing what's truly a competitor. Because you can have a 1970s product that has primo renovations, turns, etc. But you just really need to make sure you're comparing apples to apples as possible. Next thing I look at when looking at similar vintage is also the unit sizes. So in the trend that I've seen with apartments is that you want to make sure your unit sizes are similar compared to others. It's never going to be perfect, but it's important to make sure you're not comparing micro lofts with bigger one beds. Because the trap is that you're looking at rent per square foot, which is an important metric, but it's not an end all be all. Because if you have micro lofts that are running at $2 to $3 a square foot, but you have a 700 square foot apartment that's running for one bed or for $1 a square foot, you may think you have a premium that doesn't really exist. So by looking at all the factors previously, you can see what the one beds are for the entire area and proximity, and just really see the square footage. So just be careful when looking at rent per square foot. It is an important metric, but it's just making sure you understand the entire landscape as well. And lastly, when looking at comps, is looking at similar renovations. So when you have a brand new renovated, a group that puts $10,000 plus into a renovation, that will probably, for a 1970s build, that's going to rent much higher than a 1960 blue carpet, not painted cabinets, really hasn't been renovated really at all since ownership. So if you have all of those in consideration, it allows you to understand your rent comps. So I think being aware of proximity, the number of units, being similar vintage unit size and renovations allows you to add all of these filters to really find the couple apartments or comparables, also known as comps, in that market. And I think once you have those filters, what I do is making sure that I list out what the comp is doing really, really well and what we need to do to upgrade that. And so from there, it's figuring out, is it paint? It's usually paint, flooring. Do we have to spruce up the amenities? If there are, is it HVAC we need to replace? It allows you to really see what your competition is doing and allow you to build from there. But it allows you to take a ton of data and really narrow it down to a couple properties. So a couple things to be aware of, though, when looking at comps, or be aware of, is the rent per square foot metric. It's important to look at that, but it's also to make sure to understand your entire landscape when looking at the unit sizes. Another thing to be aware of is, are they garden or townhomes? So it's really hard when you're first starting off looking at apartments and you're seeing one property have a more of a premium, but townhomes have anywhere from $50 to $150 plus premium for being townhomes. Generally, it's because they're more spacious. There's a premium because there's no one above you, and there's just a lot more living space. So those are a couple of things to be aware of. Also, I've seen sometimes different offering memorandums, gross rent multiplier. That's generally not a key performance indicator that we use or look at, but these are the tools that we use to comp a particular market. And I think it's important to use tools like apartmentsmints.com to understand your rent comps, Google Maps to see. I think it's important to, I use Rentometer as a quick back of the napkin, but I don't rely on it entirely, trust but verify. And all said and done too, is important to get on the phone and call. And if you can, if you're local in the market, drive the comps and really see what makes or breaks, because locations could be more tucked in, which is a premium because there could be more families in that environment, versus if you're a downtown apartment, penthouse lifestyle, could be a different demographic. So it's important to understand the demographics in that area, and the best way to do it is driving the property. So if you have any, my investor pro tip would be to call the comps and even ask each of the comps, who is your biggest competitor and why? And that property manager group should understand the market and kind of what differentiates on each one. They shouldn't smack talk or anything, but I think it's just important information that they'll provide and that you can use in your negotiations and figure out how to build a value add program that works for you. So if you have any questions for me, please reach out to me at mikec@rancieri.com. Until then, we'll see you next week.